Mexico's election plot unmasked, how Mexico's 50-plus consulates are running shadow campaign to sway U.S. elections. By John Binder on January 19, 2026. Mexico's consulates across the United States are running a shadow campaign to bend American elections in favor of Mexican interests. Number 1 New York Times best-selling investigative journalist and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer writes in his new book, The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon. With more than 50 consulates in the U.S. today, Schweitzer writes, the Mexican government is blatantly interfering in our domestic politics, working with American political advisors to turn legal and illegal migrants inside the U.S. into a political force to wield for their benefit. In particular, Schweitzer writes, the Mexican government sends about 1 million textbooks to American schools every year to teach its version of U.S. history, among other subjects. Likewise, for Mexican-American adults in the U.S., Mexico's consulates offer such courses, which Schweitzer writes is not meant to help assimilate Mexican migrants to American life. Perhaps most consequential are the mass protests that Mexico's consulates help stage in the U.S., Schweitzer writes, designed to combat anti-illegal immigration policies. Mexico, working with its domestic allies, has staged successful mass protests. During the spring of 2007, hundreds of thousands of protesters took to the streets across America in multiple marches to defend illegal immigrants. They blocked roads, carrying Mexican, Salvadoran, Guatemalan, or Dominican flags. The chants reflected a presumption of the right to become citizens regardless of their host country's laws. Today we march, tomorrow we vote, and we didn't cross the border crossed us. An astonishing 3.5 million to 5 million people participated in the marches in 20 cities over a couple of months. 107 While many Americans were shocked by the political display, radicals noted with pleasure the highly organized protest against the exclusionary model of citizenship. It worked. The bill raising illegal immigration to a felony died in the Senate. At one Los Angeles protest involving hundreds of thousands of Hispanics, including illegal aliens, the Associated Press reported that Alberto Tinoco, a Mexican television reporter, was almost giddy watching the subversion of American political sovereignty, telling viewers on Mexican television, "With all due respect to Uncle Sam, this shows that Los Angeles has never stopped being ours." Most blatantly, Schweitzer notes, former Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, toured American cities in February 2017 with the purpose of rallying Mexican migrants in the U.S. against President Donald Trump's border policies, which crippled drug cartel profits through strict immigration enforcement. AMLO, in his attempts to upend Trump's border policies, went as far as to suggest turning Mexico's consulates into migrant defense offices. Schweitzer writes, an unprecedented level of lobbying by a neighboring nation's leader against a sitting American president. AMLO was not simply aiding migrants in their legal battles in the United States. He was calling for and working toward an electoral change inside the U.S., Schweitzer writes. A foreign leader so brazenly interfering in American politics was unprecedented, at least from a country with which the United States was not at war. Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon will be released by HarperCollins on January 20th and is available for pre-order here.